Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been looking at the topic of a godly example, and looking at the godly examples we see in Scripture, but also looking at how God wants us to live as a godly example as well. And today we're going to talk specifically about a godly example of mercy and patience. Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy 1:16, and says, "But for that very reason I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life." Realizing how much we need God's mercy ought to help us serve as an example of his mercy, of his patience. When we consider how long that it takes us to grow in Christ specifically. And for some people, we hear the good news of Jesus and we respond rather quickly. But for many, it takes time. There's this internal struggle. And I think if we were really willing to take an honest look at ourselves, that even when we respond quickly, there continues to be an internal struggle of how fully we're willing to surrender. What we often respond to quickly is the idea of salvation, the idea of having our sins forgiven, the idea of eternal life. The internal struggle that requires a display, an example of God's patience, is often the aspect of lordship, the full surrender, the living life each moment for Christ. And even in that struggle, we look at Scripture, we look at people like the Apostle Paul, who fervently opposed and persecuted those who would follow Jesus, and yet was shown mercy, was treated with patience by God. And when you look through Scripture and Old Testament and New Testament, you see that that really is a part of God's nature. That long suffering, that willingness to wait, to give opportunity, that people would come to him, that people would repent, that people would choose to do the right thing. I think of the story of Jonah. And while we often focus a lot on the running away of Jonah, the time spent in the belly of this great fish, the repentant spirit within the belly of the fish, the preaching to Nineveh. And realizing that God did all of that. And because of the word of God coming through Jonah to the people of Nineveh, they repented. God relented from his destruction that was really the heart of Jonah's message. And you get to the end and you find out that's why Jonah ran away to begin with. He says that he knew that God was merciful and patient, that God would relent and not bring about the destruction, the punishment that Jonah wanted the Ninevites to get. It was God's reputation, it was God's example that Jonah was familiar with. And while there were often consequences for the people of Israel, whether it was the wandering in the desert for 40 years, whether it was the seasons of captivity, all of it was designed by God not to destroy, but to bring them back to Himself, to show His mercy and His patience. And when we consider the example of God's mercy and patience, the question really ought to become is, how much of that do people see in us? Are we patient with one another? Are we patient with ourselves? Do we recognize the extent of God's mercy that has been extended to us? Do we extend that similar level of mercy to others? Is our willingness to see people repent, to see people restored to Christ, one that endures? Or do we give up quickly? Do we tell ourselves that they'll never change? God's example in us is that change is possible. And we ought to live as God's children, as those that serve as that example of God's mercy, of His patience, of His willingness to wait for His work to be completed. You see, He continues to do that with every one of us. As we live and work and walk on this earth, God's work in us is a continuing process. And many times it's a continuing process because we're not as willing as we ought to be. We're not as compliant as we ought to be. We resist. We don't understand. We stumble. We make choices that aren't the best. And God's patience continues to work with us, to guide us, to correct us. And when we look at it from God as our Father, we begin to see the connection, the correlation. Children are born with, in a real sense of the word, very limited ability. They need cared for. They need almost everything done for them. And as they begin to grow and as they begin to learn, they kind of reach out on their own. They try things. They stumble and they fall, but we don't give up on them. We extend mercy and patience. We encourage and help. And pretty soon they're walking on their own and our encouragement and help moves on to another area of their life. that takes time to master, that takes time to become good at. And we show mercy when they fall. We exhibit patience when they do wrong. Because we love them. They're our children. And God's love towards us treats us in that similar manner, that He knows that we're growing. He knows that we need training. We need examples. We need practice. And He displays His mercy and patience in us so that others can see it, and that they can know that it's available to them. And on those days where we fail, we have the opportunity to not only experience mercy and patience, but to help others see it. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has shown us so many things, and some of that revolves around this aspect and area of mercy and patience. You don't treat us as our sins deserve. Because of Your love, You are patient. Your word tells us that You are patient, not willing that any would perish, but that all would come to repentance, would come to a faith in Jesus that changes each person. And so God, today as I pray, I ask that You would help us to see the examples in Scripture, the examples that You've given us of how You've treated people with that loving patience, with forgiveness, with mercy, with correction, but also help us to see how You've done that in our life. We are Your children, and so we know intellectually at least that You have accomplished that and continue to accomplish that. Father, forgive us for those times where we begin to act like we deserve Your goodness, that we deserve all that You've done, that we deserve mercy and patience from You. Because, Father, when we begin to act like that, so many times we decide that others don't, because they're not like us. And God, forgive us of those attitudes. Help us to live with a greater awareness of Your mercy and patience displayed in our life so that others can see it. They can know it from us, and they can experience it from You. Father, we would love people in such a way that You would fill us with a wisdom of the mercy and patience that's needed. The words of love, the words of encouragement, the words of correction. The awareness of Your Spirit at work. Father, today as we live life, may we be more mindful of Your example, so that our example of Jesus would display mercy and patience to all who watch us. And Father, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.